crossfade. The Daily Talk Show.
A conversation sometimes worth recording. With Josh Jensen and Tommy Jacket.
It's a Daily Talk Show episode 260. It's Monday.
It is. And this is the start of something. Because if you're watching, this is the start of us actually. I mean, we filmed two before this, but now we're legitimately going all in on filming every episode of the Daily Talk Show.
Mm-hmm. And I also got a haircut.
You did. Not bad. I also got a haircut of my chest.
Was that for the show?
Yeah, you know, it's one of my quarterly routines.
No, I get it. I'm not much of a. I once had NARS or Nair's.
Oh, no. Nair hair removal cream.
Nearly burnt my fucking whole skin off.
I remember smelling that. Have I used that? I don't know.
It's like burning you.
I remember my mum using that, and there's a scent to it. I remember a few of my friends have used it on their nuts. And let's be honest, have I got another friend that's used it on their nuts?
What does that mean?
Have you used
I haven't. I haven't used it on my nuts.
You never used it on your nuts?
No.
Here's the thing though, you've got a haircut, but you then need to go and see another hairdresser about the back hair that you've got protruding from your T-shirt.
Well, normally the hairdressers are quite good. They'll sort of...
They're generous. They're like a neighbour mowing their lawn, but they'll mow
absolutely
your lawn as well, and which is...
The problem is though, same with the neighbours, is you don't know where you're meant to stop. It's like, oh, fuck, I've done half his back. Do I just keep going down?
My hairdresser, a good friend of mine, he can joke about it. He's like, oh, holy shit. And so this guy has just moved in to this property and he's cut the hair, but he's left a lot of the lawn creeping out.
It's true.
Still there.
It's a lovely lady, and she actually halfway through, she said to me for one, because, you know, I've got the little fucking pimples on my head, which I always talk about. Mm-hmm. And
which we've also said, just start washing.
No, I wash my exercise. But the thing is, I always – the after exercise thing's a new problem because I haven't been exercising.
No muscle, no problem.
I know. And so the – no, but she did say – she's like, oh, have you – the one thing that you don't want to hear from someone when they're in close proximity is like, oh, have you seen a doctor about your head?
Mm. But everyone has something to say about acne.
She said, what was it? And she was from a different country. I think she was more sort of okay with being honest. Because I said, I think it's just acne. I didn't want to use the words folliculitis, which is, I think, what I had previously.
Because you'd lose everyone like you just have.
Well, folliculitis, I think, has sort of antibiotics, infection sort of undertones, which I didn't want to all of a sudden cause some sort of issue at the hairdressers where they had to wash everything. So even if I do have folliculitis... Mm. I'm not going to say I have it. I would be terrible if I had HIV.
Well, because you want to tell everyone?
Well, no, because I wouldn't.
Just so you know. You wouldn't tell.
Because you'd be like, oh, what, right. Have you got anything
and
wrong
with
me?
And that is how HIV has continued to spread throughout the world.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because, it's not a common thing, but people have HIV, they live with HIV, and you just have to tell, like, if you're going
name
to the dentist.
Name one person with HIV.
I don't, Bono, no. Bono helps people with HIV. No,
to be different. It's like, I knew a woman who came to the gym where I used to work.
And she had HIV.
Yeah.
Because they tell you.
Horrible story. First person that she ever had sex with when she was.
Really?
A young teen, like, you know, 18 or something. Mm. First person. Her boyfriend, and she got HIV. And she's like a ambassador for, you know, keeping strong and sort of getting through it, which you can live with it. Now, I will say though, the anxiety you feel going to a hairdresser about how the hairdresser is going to respond or what they're thinking when they're dealing with your situation, whatever it might be, I would say it's not as bad as you think. Because when I was a personal trainer and dealing with bodies, stretching people out and getting up and close, not inappropriately, but you... It's almost like you look past. You are a professional. Mm-hmm. And so these people, it's like maybe she's just got no filter that she's just saying.
Yeah. Well, she then, and I'm going to do it again now, she actually started walking around and trying to get something from the other hairdressers. And they're like, oh, it's just in that drawer over there. And it was a tissue, and she came up and just gave me a nice little pat on my head because I feel like...
You're a sweater, bro.
I am an absolute... And this is the worst part about the video. I'm doing it right now.
Am I sweating?
When I was doing the... when I was doing the Ground Up show with Matt DiValla, War Makeup.
Yeah, I know. Well, we're now doing this 5 days a week.
Yeah.
The other spot is your nose. Mm. Some people just run a lot hotter than others.
Yeah.
The classic example is our girlfriends, my wife, your partner, your girlfriend. When we get in each other's cars, it's like, fuck, no air conditioning coming through the passenger side because
Bree's been in there.
My wife just flicks it up as soon as the aircon comes on. Mm-hmm. Nah. It's like, it's 40 degrees outside.
Yeah.
It's full on.
It's not ideal.
We had a parcel. This came last week and I've appreciated your ability to not blow your load.
I got this from the PO Box. PO Box 400.
Is that? That's the 400.
Abbotsford, there. Victoria 3067.
Yes.
We do unboxings on the show now.
Well, there's a visual element, but no, you've spoken about this in depth and we got an email from a bunch of people about this.
So this is the, what was it called again? It's the coin.
What is it? Memore Mento or something.
Jeez, you've got a real way of
butchering it.
Memento Mori is what it's called.
No, that was back to front.
You do have a bit of
Moray Memento.
You were writing BMC on the board earlier and you wrote MC and then went back and did the B. I don't know. So here we go.
Yeah.
This is the coin.
All right,
I decided to do an unboxing on the show. Can you paint the picture? Can you tell people what the deal is with the coin if they haven't heard the episodes while I unbox it because we don't have mic stands?
If somehow this is the first episode that you've ever seen, heard or watched, Josh likes to buy things. He's bought a lot of stuff in his life.
I'm a minimalist now.
To be fair, he's going the other way.
Yes.
But this is not one of those purchases.
Yeah.
This is a purchase where $70 was exchanged in return for a coin. And on the coin, we'll see, but the coin is to remind him that he's going to die, which, I mean, you could just say those words or like his partner Bree said, I can just tell you that you're going to fucking die. You don't need to spend $70 of our money on this. Oh, here we go. Here's the receipt.
So this is my receipt. So it doesn't actually give the price, but it says...
because they don't want you to remember how much you spent.
Daily Stoic is where it was shipped from. Thanks for your order. We appreciate your business. It's the Memento Mori medallion. It's a one coin.
Ryan Holiday is the you could say genius or the person... The man behind people dropping $70 on a coin. Yeah, it's really hard to do unboxings with a microphone in one hand, but I've got you, bro.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. So
what do you make of just how it's
slightly cheap?
How it's stored? Yeah.
How it's stored? It's sort of like a cardboard. I was expecting, to be honest, like a felt box,
bit. Okay, so it's like Daily Stoic. So it's got it's come from a factory.
Yeah, from a warehouse or something. So I'm just going to get all the paper.
Oh, jeez.
Wow, a lot of. Okay, I'm hoping for a box.
Right now it looks like you've got an ornament from an ornament. It actually looks like you've the paper from a fish and chip shop. It's butcher's paper. Okay, there's a tiny little box. Okay. This is
It looks like an engagement ring.
Can you please go home and troll Bree by saying, Bree, I've got something for you.
Here we go, ready
guys? And then let her open it. Can you please do that?
First on the show. So it's got. Okay. I reckon it doesn't flip open. I'm gonna.
Yes, it does.
It does.
Yeah.
Ready? Here we go. I haven't even seen it yet.
They can't. You're zooming.
Okay.
You know video. You can't go in close to a fixed focus lens.
All right. Here we go. Ooh, it's got a good weight to it. It smells like.
Does it smell like metal? It smells like metal. Can I have a sniff? I love that. That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
We're smelling. It smells like, it smells like just something.
So good
kind of
gear.
Brass.
This is definitely one for the Daily Talk Show's YouTube channel. Just go to youtube.com/The Daily Talk Show if you want to see this video. And on the back, it says, you could leave life right now.
Yeah.
It's got a skull on it.
So you have to carry that in your active wear daily.
Let's see how it sort of fits in my. Oh, it's great. It actually fits in the little pocket where my AirPods would go. Normally.
Okay. So I will say that the box that it's come in, this is a legit ring, like a wedding ring, engagement ring or some kind of ring box because the coin
it's
is almost the size of the box, but the coin is not
fit.
The coin's not for the slit because it doesn't close. See, like.
But that's nice, isn't it? Ooh, that would be nice on the desk.
That is good for the desk. I think you have that on your desk and you'll come up every time.
Okay.
$70. Was it worth it?
Yeah, that's a good little coin. Anyway, we received a few emails as well. Ben had said, digging the YouTube and the wall. The wall looks bloody good. However, LozCam is getting some free advertising out of this. Yeah, are they paying you?
Well, did we talk about – I think I mentioned something about the wall. I built this wall that's behind us. It's
you built it?
Well, my friend who's more handy than me built it. I smashed it apart. I went and got all of this wood from old pallets. I think I have told this story.
Yeah.
But pallets from a supermarket, whatever, like a warehouse. And I brought them all back here. We piled them up and I just went to town breaking them apart. And we've made this wall. LozCam is just some concrete business or
no,
something?
They're actually – this is what they do. They make these pallets.
The pallets. Okay, yeah.
So if I was – are we able to get rid of it and put the Daily Talk Show or something on
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I reckon we need to – buffer it back, as Benson said, and we'll just like get rid
Benson.
Of that. I just nicknaming him, mate. Okay. Ben said that, so we'll get rid of that and put on the Daily Talk Show. We have to. This is our office, but it's essentially
it's becoming the studio.
Yeah, so we're moving in and we're making some adjustments as we go.
And so Peter Shepherd sent us an email.
Yeah,
and he said he's also loving the videos. He said that also for some reason it took me back to a bit of Cheese TV.
Well, I went and searched Cheese TV and, oh my God, the nostalgia. It's amazing the feeling you get watching something from a long time ago that you spent so much time doing.
I'd
it's like when
a squeegee
goes in your hand, it just...
You feel alive again.
You're feeling 14 again, yeah. That's for sure. But it brought back memories of getting up in the morning, eating crumpets. And if I was lucky, I'd get croissants or raisin
would you really
toast.
Get
yeah, mum used to get me two croissants. I think it was just like, what can I get Tommy that will mean he'll get out of bed to actually fucking go to school?
We didn't have them in Endeavour Hills. However, when we had a trip to Vanuatu in 2002, and after that, mum started allowing me to have donuts for breakfast because she thought,
Lynn, that's not breakfast.
But she said, like, it's better than nothing. It's better than not eating nothing. I don't know if that's true.
It's not better than eating nothing.
Yeah.
Eating nothing is probably better.
And so, but the croissants, absolutely.
Yeah,
you've never
had croissants, definitely.
I like how you say
don't
it properly too.
Croissant. Yeah, so I'd have those. So, and then I'd watch TV and watch Cheese TV. Epic.
Yeah. Cheese TV was on Channel 10?
I think so. And it was hosted by two dudes who I've since done some Googling and I've seen them on live television again, and one of them is like a bit inappropriate.
Do you reckon it's live TV that they were? Do you reckon they were doing that live?
Studio 10. Yeah. Do you watch that?
Yes.
Where he's like,
I don't watch it, but I've seen it. Yes.
They're like, where have you been? He's like, oh, you know, people, our fans, the people who watched our show are most likely to be ice addicts. That's what he said. I was like, what
loose
the?
Unit.
It's you like are a loose unit.
I guess that happens if you're going from like a Nickelodeon world. It's like that Josh Peck. Completely changed from Drake and Josh.
Yeah.
Received another email from Josie. Josie, thanks for the email. Josie says, thanks for the shout out, guys. It is pronounced like Weeper. It's this is where she lives in Weeper. It's about 800 kilometres north of Cairns.
That's very
near the
far.
Tip of Queensland.
Yeah, that's super high up.
Talking tips, she says, I have somewhat of a sex story.
We were talking about my neighbour doing the dirty upstairs and making a lot of noise.
And you could hear them.
Yeah.
She said, I have somewhat of a sex story, but it was about me. Not sure if it's relevant. I think it is, Josie. Josie says...
Well, you've gone to the effort at least. We're going to read it out.
So I was living with a housemate who was a friend of mine and brought a guy home one night. And who she also knew. We were getting down to business in my room, and after I sent him home, she showed me that she had stood at my door and Snapchatted herself so you could deliberately hear the audio and sent it to her boyfriend and our other friend. I was furious, but she couldn't understand why. Josie.
That's hilarious. So that just reminded me, a mate of mine, he told me – actually, I went over to pick him up the day after and we'd been out one night and he'd gone home with a lady. But when he woke up, she was gone. But what she had left behind was one shoe. And so she'd left the house, probably couldn't find it and was like, fuck this, I'm getting out of here.
Yeah.
This guy's sleeping. I'm in his house. I need to go. So she left the house. She would have got into a cab or something, just one shoe on.
It's full on. Now – when I was growing up as a kid, I always liked hosting people at my house. When it comes to one night stands, do you have when you were sort of you had a much more sort of extensive
exploration
of dating and sort of in early 20s?
Yes.
Would you like to host people, or were you more of a hostee?
I see what you're saying. I was. There was no issue for me. Flexible. Let's just say I'm a flexible host hostee.
What was the house arrangement with when
totally depends. If you're living with your parents, is one of the thoughts.
But were your parents good sort of extended hosts? Would they offer crumpets? No, croissant, the only. You said, oh, wait until you see what mum makes us for brekkie.
I have had some weird experiences though, yeah.
Cheese TV.
Look, no, mum gets these because I don't wake up in the morning. They're croissants. Exactly.
And so, no, what is the what was that sort of
deal? I didn't have any set rules. I think you're just going with the flow. Half the time you're probably out pissed anyway and you're not
what
thinking
do you mean?
Straight.
Oh, you bring them home.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's probably plenty of people who have regretted the decision to bring them home to their family home and then waking up in the morning and then it's pleasantries around the breakfast table.
Really? So did you have situations where...
I mean, that might have been something of someone I know might have had a piece of peanut butter toast with the family.
I think it was a piece of arse and then was there in the morning.
No. But yeah, so read into that what you will. But it is strange. It's so fucking strange.
What was the weirdest? Like, so what's the? I mean, I had a situation yesterday where we're picking up a bowl that we'd left at a friend's house.
Yes, so similar to the
absolutely
the one night stand story.
Piece of ass bowl. Anyway, so I decided to. We were Bree and I were around the area, and we texted our friends, "Could we come round?" And as we were going there, or as we sort of parking our car, other people were entering that person's house that we didn't know.
Yeah.
And so we ended up walking into about five, they had five or six people around that we didn't know sitting around a table, and we went and got the bowl. And it was, I don't know the similarities.
Close to none, because you haven't just slept with their daughter.
It's very true.
And you haven't stayed the night... Without them knowing.
Yeah. So, I had to think on my feet. But did you have, were there any rules around?
No,
like, you know, some people put socks on their doorknob.
If you think it through that far, it's more like you're a bit sick.
Do you think?
In my opinion, most people. I think share houses are different. Like if you're living with your best mate and they're like, you're not going to go in and just jump on their bed. Or you might. That might be the deal. Like you're like, in the morning or something. So I've never lived in a share house. And I've lived in multiple, where there's set out rules, because that sounds like a frat house. Mm. Like we're like, bro, if the socks on the door, you don't, you know.
So what is the rules then? I don't know if it's fratty. I think it's just...
Well, I think it's calculated. I think from my experience...
I think I'd prefer calculated. I'd
from
much
my
prefer
experience,
to know.
I've never been calculated in my approach to, you know, meeting women.
Meeting women.
Yeah.
Meeting women.
But I think then you need to be okay with the ambiguity. You need to be okay. Because I think that could make someone just be like, oh, if it's not, you know, if I haven't
worked this out.
Did
your mum and dad ever have a conversation of like, oh, she seemed nice? There was never a debrief. I feel like if... my mum would love
very
a good
cool.
debrief.
See, here's the thing. Mum and dad were always so cool. I had like a place out the back, like a room out the back.
Like a granny flat.
It was like a granny flat.
So could they enter and exit without having to actually enter the house?
No, they'd have to go around the side if that's the case. But that's not my vibe. I'd rather send someone through the house and own what you've – own your situation.
Own what you've done.
Own what you've done. Okay. But it's very interesting. And I think my point is if your approach is not to plan, you need to be okay with things like having to have a cup of tea and a slice of peanut butter toast and then getting a lift home from the parent.
From the parent, wow. I mean, there's a lot of support there from.
Yeah.
I mean, would you have been
when they know you from the radio in Shepparton.
Would you, if you were Josie, would you have been upset?
Nah, I think Josie, that's what you get for
being loud.
Yeah, for being loud and a housemate there And
but where do you draw the line? If you take a shit that just so happens to be a bit noisy, is that open sort of an open case for anyone to sort of be at the door sort of recording?
If I was in a share house and someone had severe diarrhea, I'd be at the door. Just laughing my ass off. So one of my good mates, Matt Barr, we...
can you not say last
name? No, I can say his fucking name. We lived together. Nothing bad. But like, for instance, I would put like flour. I'd like film myself putting flour into my hand, open up the shower and just slam him with some flour. You're
an original prankster.
Yeah, we were just pranking each other. It's the good old days.
I put a bunch of salt in my brother James's bed. And what I
for?
Also...
What the fuck for?
Because I thought it was a great prank.
But did you hear him? Like, I think a great prank, you get the payoff.
Yeah, because he's like, what the fuck?
He ran out.
Yeah. So what the fuck? And then the other thing I'd do is I wouldn't make my own bed, but I would tuck his in. So when you go in, it stops your feet. It's just like, it's like tucked in for a midget or something.
All right. You could totally go a bit harder. I remember back in the day, door frames, bucket of water.
You'd go...
up on the door frame, open up the door frame, bucket of water would come down.
I'm trying to think.
I saw movies and I just like, as soon as I saw Home Alone where they set, where Macaulay Culkin sets traps for the burglars.
The burglars.
What, how do you say it? Burglars? For the two pricks that try to rob his house.
The what though?
The burglars.
Burglars.
There we go.
Okay.
So... I'm going to fuck you up now with some pranks because you're trying to just pull me up on words. Look out for the door. I might get you back with some salt.
But a prank sort of like, are we...
I was talking with my brother yesterday about dacking. Do you remember getting dacked? It's no, so I something mean, as was, you get older. Like,
absolutely. I would have... I tried to not associate with people who dacked as a general rule.
Yeah.
Because like the aim of the game is to what?
Reveal your...
Either undies or penis.
I mean, ideally, the Pen 54, yeah.
Pen 54. I didn't get it.
Pen 15. P-E-N and then number one. Actually, and then five.
It's like I had a friend named Dennis and we were always trying to, he would, you know, when you would get your name on the board.
Yeah.
When you were a kid, if you were being naughty.
Yeah.
And he spelled Dennis D-E-N-I-S, one N. And so if you added a little line under the D, it was penis.
Classic troll. Good.
And so, no, dacking.
Yeah.
I reckon it's in the same category as Kiss Chasey.
Dacking wouldn't nowadays?
Yeah.
Well, I think dacking, yeah. Here's the problem though. If you're with a mate and it's your best buddy.
Do you think the best buddy is enjoying that experience?
I think if it's non-reciprocal, then probably not. But if your best buddy is like you've got a thing going where you're just getting each other. If you're walking up to some poor, innocent little child. That's so bad. I'm pretending I'm a kid at the moment.
Okay.
I'm not an adult.
Okay.
That's disgusting. If you're a kid and you walk up to another
kid,
walk up to a kid who is a poor, innocent little child and you just fucking dack them and they're a bit of a loser or they're seen as someone who doesn't have many friends, you're a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Because you're being a bully. But if you and the boys are at sport...
See, this is the problem. I've never had the boys.
Yeah. Try
so
it.
That's
it's
why
great.
I don't know if I want it.
Well, you got
the boys.
Do
you reckon I could Mr. Dack Arnie. Conspiracy Jimmy? Do you think he would find that funny?
He would fuck you up.
The problem is I feel like I'd fail.
Yeah.
But also...
Well, he does wear belts I've assessed the dacking situation there. Yeah, see, James is twice the size of you. Mm. He's got 40 kilos more muscle than you.
He's not going to hit me.
No, but yeah, I guess that's the point.
I mean, dacking is a bit empowering.
Yeah, it's funny. Mm. It is funny. I think if you're the one getting dacked, my brother told me yesterday, he said, I got dacked in the tuck shop line. Full nude, like all the way down, just 100 people, just seen
everything,
seen my pain.
That's the title of today's app.
Do you think videoing these episodes, there's a tendency to head towards smart?
Absolutely. If we've learned anything from what have we spoken about?
Well, last time we were talking
about it's also Josie.
Yeah, well, we are bringing up
what people
the story
are talking
that
about.
I spoke about, which was the sex story.
Something a little bit lighter,
yeah.
McDonald's.
Okay.
Well, you and I bumped into each other yesterday. When I say bumped
didn't.
In.
You didn't.
Hmm? Yeah, we did. So we had fish and chips. So my parents.
I love that you knew what I meant. Yeah,
my parents
said you did.
And Bree and I, we went in. Dad's got a nice Impala, this old sort of convertible.
Picture if you've ever played Grand Theft Auto, the car you'd steal. It's almost like a really long convertible.
It's cool, hey?
It's sick.
Yeah.
I was loving it. I was like, what's the engine? Ask your dad a few blokey questions. The paint job. Paint job's sick. It's like, it's almost yellow. Banana yellow, but just, it's a good paint job.
Anyway, we had fish and chips. It was really good. Guess how much fish and chips for four people?
Oh, you're looking at $20 a head.
Mm.
More?
No, it's about right. 75 or something.
It's ridiculous.
Isn't that crazy? Like fish and chips, crazy. If you're not from Australia, like that's traditionally been the El Cheapo.
It's potato fried. It's a piece of ship.
Piece of fish.
Battered and fried. And what other fried bits did you get? Did you go all fried or you went
any? Dad wanted a dimmy.
Good. South Melbourne Market?
I don't know. They didn't.
I will just, Richie, if you're watching, can you just make sure you sunscreen your face next time you're driving? Because you took off those speed dealers.
Oh, did he have a bit of a, of a mark?
It was like a sun. Like,
Mum lost her hat.
Oh no,
she was upset. And the thing
convertible problems.
I'd lost my hat previously and would turned around for it. But the thing was, it was on a big intersection.
Oh no!
But Mum was moping the whole way back. But no, McDonald's.
And so when did McDonald's come in?
Well, we decided we sort of, anytime I'm around my parents, bad habits start. And so we're like, oh, does anyone want an ice cream? And Dad said, oh, yeah, I couldn't have a cone.
Yeah.
He said, should we get four cones? Which sort of shits me because he's trying to like tell me what I need to, like should we have four cones?
Yeah, well, if Lynn was like, in the back saying, it's better than nothing.
Well, I didn't want a cone. And so we went to Bree and I, the car is so big that Dad was worried about getting it stuck in the drive-thru.
I'll be worried. The thing's 70 metres long.
So we decided to, Bree and I went in and we used the screen.
Yeah.
And they've got Crunchy McFlurries.
Mm.
So I got Dad one sort of standard cone with a flake. But then when it came to the Crunchy McFlurry, normally what Bree and I do is we get Oreo McFlurries and we add fudge.
Yes.
They
it's
weren't
a good combo.
Yeah, they weren't allowing fudge. There was no, they said it was sold out.
Okay, no, that's fair. If they were just saying no to fudge.
However, we were doing the crunchy order and I saw that there's a button on there which says special request or whatever, chocolate soft serve.
Ooh.
Have you heard about this?
I know I've had McDonald's in other countries do it.
They I
do
did like it banana. In France. So in
France, that's right. You told me about that.
So in France, I had a chocolate soft serve, and I had done the chocolate soft serve previously in Australia, and it just came out in a normal way.
Mm.
Anyway, so Bree had decided to add Oreo to her Crunchy McFlurry.
I just realised we're in the middle of another food diary, but go on.
This is brilliant. So
food diary
we've only got a couple of minutes.
We're getting wrapped up by Mr. 97. We'll have words about that later, Mr. 97.
Long story short, Bree went up to the counter to ask about the hot fudge thing. Little did she know that I was trying a little life hack where when they didn't give me the soft serve, I was then going to say, hey, just put a chocolate fudge on it.
Yeah.
Anyway, Bree was fucking it up by saying she went up and preempted and said, hey, could we get choc fudge on them? And I was saying no because I knew that I was going to be able to get it for free later. I didn't want to pay. And so we ended up having this altercation because Bree said, you said you wanted choc fudge. Why don't you just want it now? I said, just wait. And then I turned it and it worked. So I ended up, and the thing is, Bree got a little squirt of hot fudge because I'd shown the guy this thing of like, hey, I'm like, oh, I should have chocolate ice cream. And they're like, what are you talking about? And I went and showed them.
So that's a bit of a hack.
Yeah.
So we're getting wrapped up.
It's the Daily Talk Show, everyone.
The video is going to die.
Hi at thedailytalkshow.com. If you want to send us an email, Wednesday, it is our 1 year anniversary of the show. So something exciting will be happening that day.
5 days a week for an entire year, no breaks. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's exactly what 1 year is.
Yeah, exactly.
Bye, guys.
See you, guys.